Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the bye, guys. The bye, guys. The bye, guys. The bye, guys.
Hey, out there in your underwear, it's your old pal Ian, and I'm right here. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Bye Guys, everybody.
I never know which one of you to dislike. Either you on the TV in front of us or you in front of me. I never know which one to scowl at when you do that.
Probably both. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We appreciate it. Thursdays are my favorite days of the week because I'm here with Zach. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Can I note that in these shots, it looked like we both upgraded?
Oh, yeah.
To a better version of our co-host.
Yeah.
It looks like we broke up and saw each other at a bar a year later. Like, I'm doing great. How about you?
Yeah, things are fantastic.
Yeah, we're really happy together.
Yeah, actually. Really good. Have you met better Zach?
We just have to act like it's a coincidence.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
This isn't a thing.
Yeah, we're not at all. Seeking out partners. No.
They like, you're a bear chaser. I'm a bug chaser.
I look like a bug.
Yeah. Those voices are our guests today. Peter Angelo to my right.
How's
and across from me, Tristan Rodriguez.
That's not my last name.
That what?
It's bowling.
Why did I say Rodriguez? Oh my God. You're
is
right.
Is Tristan Rodriguez a different comic or someone you follow on OnlyFans?
I'm sorry I have it wrong on the sheet, but it is because you
I told
that to
you
me.
That.
Yeah.
I know your last name is Bowling. I know a Tristan Rodriguez and he sucks. And I'm sorry.
I'm glad I'm in good company.
No. I mean, Tristan Rodriguez doesn't hear this.
Yeah, what about him?
Nah, he's like a fucking agent that sucks ass. Fuck him.
How long were you with him?
He sucks ass. Give me that badge.
Dude, yes, I know your name is Bull. I don't know why. I just had like a mental fucking breakdown.
I thought it was a bit.
No.
You said it so confidently. I'm like,
Jesus,
am I Rodriguez
Christ.
Now?
You said
you're,
Rodriguez.
You're now Rodriguez. Your nickname is now Rodriguez.
Tristan Rodriguez Bowling?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's like it,
that sounds like a cool name.
Yeah, if this ever becomes like a buddy cop situation. Mm-hmm. Like, God damn it, Rodriguez.
Get in my office.
Four cop cars, a city bus.
Yeah. He's holding four things of coffee. Like,
Rodriguez, thank God you're here and already dressed up. We need you undercover as a bushwhacker and also a barista in Brooklyn.
Got it. Where am I at?
Yes. Thank you guys for doing it. I'm so sorry. Jesus, I'm such a fucking fuck.
Rodriguez, get in here.
I'm a fuck.
We need you to go undercover as a getaway driver who needs to start his car by blowing into it.
That was my life for a year. How you doing, Zach?
I'm doing great, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm feeling all right.
I love your haircut.
Thank you.
It is so cool. It is such a fucking nasty boys do.
I went to the Arab gentleman upstairs.
Yeah?
And I've never gotten a men's haircut. I've always cut my own hair or like gone somewhere, like to ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had like the hot towel and like the full like, this is how men treat each other.
Oh.
I gotta say, I get why black guys go to the barber every week.
Yeah.
It was luxurious.
Yes. Feels nice. The hot towel, my favorite part of the haircut's the hot towel around the neck with the razor.
Yeah, I did the full deal. It was great.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. I love it. And, I like when they wash your hair and you feel their hands on it.
That's flirting at that point.
What?
It just, I mean, like hot towel around the neck. I'm getting hard a little bit.
Yeah. Really?
I mean, it's just a sensory thing, you know?
It gets, they offer you a drink first. It was nice.
Oh, yeah.
Kissed you on the lips.
Give you a little cheek handy first under the sheet they put on you.
And I definitely, I played up the Zach Miko Everyman. I got a huge laugh. So it was very hood.
Yes.
It was very
upstairs?
Hood. Yeah.
What'd you get a laugh on?
So they were talking about, some guy was yelling about how their friend bought his wife a Rolex and he didn't have one.
Uh-huh.
He's like, man, how you go out there? You got your woman out there with a Rolex. You ain't got one on your wrist. That ain't how we play. All right. Well, she get a Rolex after I get a Rolex. And I'm just like, oh, well, I'm here. Time to fucking,
yes,
time to go. And I went, yeah, plus what does your wife need a Rolex for? The stove has a clock on it.
Oh!
And I got like two big laughs, but then I realized everyone else didn't speak English.
Uh-huh.
So the guy literally started laughing, then he looked at all the other guys, and then I went, bah!
Yes!
Dude, that's some classic barbershop comedy.
It's an old school misogyny.
That's great.
That's where it lives.
Yeah,
barbershops.
It was great.
That's beautiful. That's Americana at its finest.
Just talking shit about women.
Oh my God, that is such a classic.
So much fun.
Clock on the stove.
Oh man.
I felt so good about myself.
Damn, I think everyone should start their day with a big, the world would be a better place if everybody's day started with a big hearty barbershop laugh or just a hug from a fat-titted black woman that goes, you stupid.
I got shivers up my spine, dude.
You stupid will like get you through the day.
Like, just through your life. My God, baby. Oh, I love you. Be my mom.
Dude.
Please.
I love it. I feel that.
It's the best.
Dude, that was my fucking first grade teacher, Miss Aluko. I'll never forget that woman.
Yeah?
She was always like, come over here. And I'm like, yes.
Come here, sugar.
I'm like, teach me how to read. Teach me how to read.
Come over here, babies. Oh, my God. Oh, I love it. My first grade teacher, her name was Miss Broadway, and she had big old fat nanners.
Ooh. That's a good look. Just reminiscing.
I didn't have any hot teachers till.
Oh, she wasn't hot. She was an old lady with big old fat. Yeah, no, not saying she was hot.
Shot to someone.
Yeah, no, the only hot teacher we had, I don't know if I should say her last name, but we used to have sleepovers called a video game night, where we would all, like 20 of us, stay at one of our houses, and we'd stay up all night playing video games and just snacks and fun. But then when we did it at my house, we would go get in trouble.
Oh,
and like, you know, like, yeah, get like, we yell things at like teenagers and get chased through the neighborhood. It was so fun. And then my mom would stay up with us and make us like chicken.
Make chicken?
Oh my God, my mom was the best. She'd like bread chicken in the middle of the night for us. It was amazing. It was like, do I have a fat black mom? It was amazing.
In a way, you did.
I know. Yeah. Shut. What? No.
Yeah.
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 And so. I would do these Miss Whatever stories where I would make up like these crazy sex stories about these teachers of ours. And the more I talk, the more I realize this is just an in joke for me and my high school friend group chat. So why don't we do plugs?
Nope, you're getting through it.
No.
Nope. Buckle down.
Say things like,
Ian, I'm so happy it's not me. Keep going.
I would just make up like penthouse letters of the most ridiculous things just involving the teacher.
Would you tell it off the top of your head or
all off the top of my head?
Okay.
And the more I made my one buddy laugh, like the more I would like go, and it would, you know, when you're like at a sleepover and you all get the giggles,
yeah,
and you can't talk, and then it's like quiet, and you say like the one thing that got the biggest giggle, and then you're on the giggle train again. It was like that, and it was the most fun.
That's not embarrassing. I used to do that. Stories. I used to do that with impressions of my teachers.
Oh,
and I would have them all having an orgy.
Oh yeah,
because we had a lesbian teacher from Arizona, which said I'm a fine.
Yeah,
that was the beginning of that. And then I would do all the other teachers walking in and joining the orgy.
Yeah, and you like do their little mannerisms, and then you like say the stuff, and then you're like, then Mrs. Biddle shows up, and everyone's like, "Oh no, Mrs. Biddle!" It was so fun, and oh my God, that was like, I remember I would just like make it all up, and in my head I was like, I didn't know it at the time, I was like improvising, but I was like, I'm good at lying.
This is a skill that will help me later.
Yeah. I was like improvising and like, you know, writing on the spot, but in my head I was like, I'm just a good maker upper storyer.
Did anyone in your high school, any teachers in your high school actually bang any of the students?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, we had one. Everyone says she did, but like no one could like prove it, and you never knew to believe anyone.
Oh, woman, guy. Ours was guy, girl.
No, ours was a female teacher.
We had both.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hot.
We had both. The guy.
Your school. Shame. Your school. Shame. Shame for the man teacher. Shame.
The
hot.
It was the music teacher. He was the music teacher.
Whoa.
And he got, he
and
started.
They made beautiful music together.
Yeah, yeah. They sung symphonies. No, but he fucking, he took her after class get tuned up.
What?
And like, yeah.
How old was she?
From sophomore year until literally he got caught right before she turned 18.
So close, man.
Dude, ran the marathon, tripped at the finish line. It was a bad look for him. And dude, it was so funny.
Yeah, it's like when people like shit themselves and they get covered in the fire blanket, like 10 feet away from the finish line.
Yeah, you couldn't hold it. He couldn't hold it. But like he, like it was because that was like the year before I went into high school. And then I was in like choir and our new like band teacher would just rip on him the entire time. It just make jokes about it. Just being like, I'm not like, he was just this sassy gay dude. And he's like, we're not going to talk about Mr. Dylan or anything like that. And we're just like, oh, you bitch. And it was so fun.
Dude. How did he get caught?
Yeah.
The like teachers.
Dick
found
smelled
out.
Too good.
Yeah. His teacher's happy. What the fuck?
His dick smelled like cotton candy and happiness.
Yeah. She got a fucking scholarship for tuba and never played a note. No, she not.
So here, this girl's going to college for the rusty trombone.
No, it was tough though. It was a tough look.
Well,
I didn't have anybody, but my wife went to Horn Dog High.
What?
Official name?
It was like the nickname for the high school in the paper because they had so many sex scandals.
Really?
She went to the high school where the two lesbian teachers got caught fucking during an assembly.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like a really big famous story in New York City, and they had a couple teachers go out in her time while she was there.
That's a pep rally.
Yeah,
that's,
it was fucking
wild. That's like a good thing.
That's a puss rally.
Yeah.
If they were gay teachers, it'd be a prep rally.
Yay! Hey.
No, they're lesbians. It's fine.
What? Oh. Yep.
You got it.
I lost it.
Where was it? Come on.
At our school, there was a teacher, I guess like you would call it like grooming now. But he would like.
Some of them just call it putting a pin in it.
Just.
It may be.
Save it for later.
He was like the cool teacher that would like talk to the students, be like, you know, you're so mature and blah, blah, you know, and then make offhanded comments of like, well, we can't now, but when you turn 18, it'd be great to go out to lunch or something like that or whatever. And that, like, and he was like a real, like, good, like, coach teacher. And then when I found that out, I was like, And then I will say, because I used to teach, dude, you cannot even fucking like be like, oh, I like that too with a student. These are not even fucking humans of you. You do not even fucking eye contact or nothing. Like, these are fucking pig animals that you don't relate
they're
to.
They're livestock.
They're nothing. Dude, you can't. Yeah. You can't.
Now convince me that there's something I don't try and fuck. Just name my strength. That's the pep talk I give myself in the mirror before I go to a bar.
Animal.
These are pig animals. Do anything you say.
In like a way I can empathize, you know, especially because like a lot of these women teachers that fuck like male students, they're in like a loveless, shitty marriage, and then they've got a guy, probably like a kid, but a guy being like, you're so hot, Mrs. blah blah, and it like ticks in, and they're probably like, oh, this is fun and exciting, and, you know, like exciting bad stuff is always like, oh, let's do it.
I would assume,
but like, dude, you gotta fucking
that
like
that missed out on like a deep dicking when they were 16, 17 from that
probably
type of
that
guy.
70, yeah,
but dude,
and
you gotta check yourself before you wreck yourself. You don't do it. And you never stay in a room alone with a student. The door's always open and you're never alone. That was like the one thing that was like in Forrest Gump when they're like, always wear good socks. That was like our rule.
I just imagine a student coming to talk to you. Can I talk to you? And you just run out of the room.
Yeah. I'm not fucking these kids! Ian, why don't you teach anymore? Because you ran out of the room screaming that every single time?
Hey, man, you want to see something crazy? Try to close the door with Mr. Fadis. Run out that motherfucker.
I don't want to fuck you! I don't want to fuck you!
He jumped out the window.
Yeah.
Screaming, he ran out the motherfucking door.
Yeah, he's dude, kept...
There's one teacher. He was in charge of the retreats that we would go on.
That sounds wrong.
That's sketchy.
And we found out that he was, like, secretly fucking this student. And it was, like, such a upsetting blow because he was, like, the young teacher that people felt comfortable, like, being like, oh, hey, what's up? I got, like, 20 minutes. What are you doing? He's like, oh, you know, just, like, a young, cool guy.
Trying to lay some pipe.
He was, it, like, really, like, breached a thing of trust of, like, ah, fuck, you know, because these kids, like... A lot of time, teachers are a consistent thing people have in their lives, and to fucking abuse that is really fucking shitty. Not just for the kid, the student you're doing it with, but for like the community around you, because then it fucks up like trust and the idea that you can like be around these people. And it was like shocking, but then it was like, oh, that kind of makes sense because like they would always like. He would, on the retreats, he would always be like, well, why don't we go and we'll, you know, we're all making baskets here. Come and make the basket with me. Or like, they'd always, you know, I don't know.
What fucking school did you work? Were you a retreat?
Now, did you ever hear like Kairos?
No. Is that a cookie?
No, it was like a religious retreat that you'd go on.
Is this the thing that TJ did with you?
Yes. That thing. Yeah. Yeah, and he would do, like, volunteer trips, and you're like, oh, this guy's great, you know? And it's like, you could be, like, the cool teacher, but you gotta, like, I don't know.
It's a thin line to toe to be, like, the cool guy, and they're like, yeah, man, like, doc, fucking...
Dude, when I was teaching, my kids didn't know a fucking thing about me. I didn't let them know I was a comic. I didn't even, like... They'd bring up Instagram, and I would just, like, be like, well, they have more followers than me. There was, like, no, like, associating outside of school. I would walk my kids to the train and stuff, but that was, like, you know, we were in, like, bad neighborhoods and everything.
Yeah.
And I would, like, show them to, like, give your seat up and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, like, I understand that. You're just a being
Mr. Finance taught me how to give up my seat.
See that man? He's white. He deserved a seat.
What?
No, but I don't know. It's just like, it's so gross how that happens.
Did you ever try and fuck moms?
No.
See, I feel like
other teachers was like a hot thing to think about. There was this one,
I would go for sad moms.
There was this one teacher divorced where moms. I had a fantasy
divorced moms.
Of he and I going to the bathroom and having a real time.
That's fun.
It's like a real success during lunch.
you blew it, dude, during kids' lunch?
Didn't. I didn't.
I was about to say, I'm like, we're getting...
Damn.
I'm
saying like a co-worker.
Yeah, I guess so. But you're playing in a dragon's den.
Yeah, you don't do any of that. I'm saying that would have been hot. Any co-worker is like hot. Like, if you're at the office, you're like, it's taboo. Like, let's go. But why would you ever want to get involved in they're all fucking liars. Kids and students are all fucking lying, cheating, smelling pieces of shit.
That sounds like 2020 vision.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds
like
hindsight.
And when you discipline them for talking in class, they tell their parent that you were hitting another student.
Allegedly.
I like that's your reason. You're like, they lied. That's why you don't fuck them.
Yeah.
Why they're liars.
I only fuck truthful kids.
A kid got a teacher fired. He lied about the teacher hitting him. And the teacher got fired. It was we had to go like in front of a board and like give testimony. It was fucking crazy.
Anyway. Damn.
Yeah. Kids are liars.
I can't. Yeah. Don't believe anything they say.
Yeah. It's like, you know, this whole Me Too thing is just getting out. Let's do plugs.
Let's get plugs out of the way. Peter, what do you want people to check out? Dates, social media, projects, anything you want, buddy.
Follow me on Instagram, Metal Pete Comedy. I'll post a lot of clips, things there. February 13th, I'll be in Austin for a week. I got a bunch of gigs there. I'll have those posted. A couple things will be bounced around the city for the next couple months. So yeah, follow me on Instagram. I'll have everything posted. Metal Pete Comedy. That's about it.
fantastic.
Tristan
Bowling.
Rodriguez. What do you got?
The Rodriguez Bowling. Follow me at Tristan is a comedian on Instagram. And listen to my podcast, The Final Stop. Me and all my Arizona fellas. I got all my dates on Instagram. Just moved to New York, so I'm figuring out where to go and do things, get shows and stuff like that. So
I was going to be vulnerable for a moment, but I had to do a voice.
Yeah. You get it.
Exactly. I'll build a wall.
This weekend, Catalyst Wrestling will be at the Bell House in Brooklyn. Really good card. I'll be managing two matches on that. And then as of next week, I'll have a date. I'm headlining in Saratoga Springs.
Yes! Comedy Works.
Yeah, Comedy Works.
Great club. I love that room. You're going to have a blast.
Yeah, I'm going to have a date next week. I just got an offer for it.
Yes, that's great. Hi, everybody. IAnimals69 on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. IanFidance.com. For all my dates. I got a lot of fun stuff coming up. Next week, I am going to be in Tampa, Florida at Coastal Creative. I'm very excited about that. Tampa and St. Pete, Florida. And then February 10th and 11th, I got Long Island Governor's Brokerage. The 15th and 16th, I'm at Hyenas in Fort Worth, Dallas area. And then McAllister, Oklahoma. I got a ton of fun stuff coming up. IanFidance.com for tickets. Being Ian with Jordan. Patreon.com/BeingIanPod. Check that out. And also, I had another thing.
Live show, project, date,
orgy,
podcast.
I think I'm done.
If you like the show, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code GUYS for a 7-day free trial. And not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the Gas Digital Network. You can also go to PodcastMerch.com. where we have hats, hoodies, t-shirts, and long sleeves. Thank you for wearing merch out to shows. It really means a lot.
Yes. Thank you, guys. And thank you for coming to shows. Speaking of shows, you guys are both great. We've both done the road together.
Yeah.
You opened for me at Phoenix.
Yeah.
Stand Up Live.
Bunch of fun.
And over last weekend, sold out fucking Fairfield Comedy Club.
Yeah.
And Pete was there. Pete is very funny. He's gay.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't think it.
Yeah.
And yep. I'm not. And you would think it.
And that's what makes the show great.
Yeah.
Story of my life is just hanging out with straight dudes who should be gay and I shouldn't be.
Yes. It's incredible. Yeah. And, before we get into anything else, I just also want to say, I should have said this up top, but shout out all the love and to Michael Lair. He passed. I don't know if you guys know him, but he was a comic with ALS and rose to legendary status on Kill Tony. And he was just an incredible person.
Well, Rose is an extreme. Three or four people lifted him.
He rolled to legendary status. No, but he passed yesterday with compassionate care, went to Portland, and God, incredible man, incredible comic, absolutely fearless, and it was a complete pleasure and a high point in my life to have known him personally, and we just want to give love to him and everyone in his sphere that he touched, influenced, and made feel better.
I liked how mean he was.
He was so mean.
One of our friends, when he said that he was like so basically mean. Dying... One of our friends sending love. He went, "How about $100,000?"
Yeah.
He gave no fucks.
Absolutely no fucks. Yeah. He and I were like close, and then we kind of drifted apart. And then I like checked in, and he was like, "Now you talk to me." And I was like, "What the fuck, man?"
You drifted apart. You were getting out early, so you didn't have to deal with the grief.
Yeah. And then like later, obviously, he's like, "I'm dying, and I'm sorry. I get angry." But it's like, yeah, obviously. But to have like no filter on it is fucking incredible. Massive dick in the best way.
Yeah.
In the best way.
I met him a few times through Kill Tony, and he is a character.
Mm-hmm.
He's a sweet guy, though, but it fucking sucks.
Dude, he opened for me at this bar called Milky's in Buffalo, September 2019, and I started getting these DMs from a comic Like, I'm excited for the show. You know, I moved to Buffalo to die. And I'm like, I don't know that he's in like a weird, I don't know any of this. He's just telling me. And I'm like, hey, there's anywhere to go to die. It's Buffalo. I'll see you there. And I'm like unaware that he's just like being honest about really everything. Not. And I'm like, oh my God. And dude, he was the funniest. It was incredible. And I've always thought, like, could I do that? If that happened to me, could I continue to write jokes, perform?
Not rely on act outs.
Not rely on act outs. No, the answer is no. I'm fucked. Yeah. Unless I get a wheelchair that like spins and while it does, I hit a button. It's like, woohoo.
They just get you one of those Boston Dynamics robots.
Fucked.
That fucking jumps around.
I would need it.
We'll tie you to it.
I would need it.
You would need all the like sound effect piano things. You would need like a wah, wah, wah.
Oh, dude, one of those things.
With the ding, 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 with the ding, ding, ding.
Just put Stephen Hawking's fucking chair to shame. Just dude. He can talk. I could do half of Gallagher's act.
I don't know if many people could do what he did with the situation he's in, and all the respect and love in the world.
Absolutely, brother. That was very nice of you.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, real quick, just want to talk to you about our good friends at Manscaped, who are helping you clear your driveway for safe travels this new year. Guys, I don't need to oversell how great Manscaped is. They have some of the best products on the market for below-the-belt grooming, including the Platinum Package 4.0. It's got a ton of great little liquid formulation, shampoos, body washes, upstairs and downstairs deodorant, gels, exfoliants, absolutely everything you could need to keep yourself clean. They also have incredible Manscaped boxers specifically made to keep the area cool and provide comfort all year round. They have the Shears 2.0, which is their full kit for nail care with scissors, clippers, tweezers, and a file for the traveling man. They have Persevere Cologne, the new body buffer, and the star of the show, the Lawnmower 4.0, which is the best buzzer on the market. It's got nick-proof technology, it works in water, and it's got a great LED light on it. This thing is the greatest. So head on over to manscaped.com, and you're going to get 20% off and free shipping with our code BYGUYS. So one more time, guys, that's promo code BYGUYS, B-I-G-U-Y-S, for 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com for the perfect gift that will be the biggest hit of the new year. All right. Let's get back into the show.
So
let's talk some shit.
Yeah. Well, I do want to get into some of these news stories because these, I want to know what actors admit they regret their explicit movie scenes.
That's a good one.
I'll right?
That. Yeah.
Like, what is an explicit movie scene that you're, unless it's Marlon like Brando that's like, I shouldn't have put the butter in your pussy.
Yeah. I don't know what it was your butt. Showing, I would say shown full anything. I'd say full frontal is probably what they would describe as explicit.
Oh.
So I'm going to guess.
It better not be Salma Hayek.
No.
Because she helps so many people.
And I doubt
that.
It's like Keitel, Hanging Dong, and fucking Bad Lieutenant.
Yeah.
I bet it's like.
I'm trying to think like how many actors, like how much full frontal male actors have gone. Because it's like, it's way more rare.
Yeah, I'm thinking Jason Segel.
The guy who played Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Peter Radcliffe. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do that on Broadway.
Yeah, he's touching a horse.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Who's done full? Who's shown down?
I'm trying, like, I.
Willem Dafoe's dick was too big and they cut it out of Antichrist.
Nuh-uh, really?
Yeah, Lars von Trier said that Willem Dafoe's dick was so big that it affected the plot of the film.
What?
Like, that there was a cut where he hung down. And it was so big that people were distracted for the rest of the movie. They were like, but that's, like, they thought it was a prosthetic.
That's very insane that your dick is so big, it would halt people's jobs.
It, like, changed the plot of the movie, because now it's a movie about a guy with a cartoon dick.
Dude, there's, like, the Pete Davidsons who are, like, that, like, well-known Elon Musk money. And then there's the guy who owns half of Nebraska that's Willem Dafoe with, like, the incognito huge dick. It's like, I don't need to talk about it. I've had big dick energy, and my face has more bones than any man alive.
Ew.
Like, he's just pointing.
It's always the scrawniest dudes, too.
Yeah, dude.
I'm trying to think who else was hung, like, seriously.
Everyone, so many people in Game of Thrones, but I don't remember the actors' names.
So let's hear some of these actors.
Sure thing. So, well, firstly, I have this list of guys who have done full frontal.
Oh, great. Yeah. Oh, that's even better.
Hell yeah.
So starting at the top, there's Euphoria, like HBO. I feel like the HBO shows shouldn't count, though.
Yeah, that's basically like world star hip hop.
Then Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Can you bring it up
now? Yeah, yeah. Jason Segel.
He regrets it?
What? No, we're just talking about the dudes who've shown.
Oh.
The doodle.
Eurotrip. There was PP in Eurotrip?
Yeah, I think so.
Jonah Hill did Penis and Wolf of Wall Street, didn't he?
Yep, that's the next one.
Nuh-uh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not him.
Wolf of Wall Street?
That was a fake dick.
Was it a fake dick?
Yeah, I think so.
If I could like to have a fake
Blue Velvet. None of these are that.
A friend of my boyfriend's recently texted a photo of Jonah Hill to him and said it looked like me, and he got so fucking mad about it.
Yeah.
Really? He was so like upset. Jonah Hill. I was also upset. All his friends insult my looks, apparently.
Really?
That's rude as fuck. That's not good friends.
What the fuck?
Good friends.
You got to tell your boyfriend to fucking say, hey, this is my man. Dude, you watch your mouth.
My chick was like, all my friends think you're ugly. I'm like, fuck your friend.
I also think I'm ugly, but whatever.
No, you are handsome. You are a Jamie Josta looking.
Jamie Pasta.
Hey. Rodriguez.
Perseverance is the death of spaghetti.
All right, let's see the list. What the hell? Who admits they regret the thing?
Okay. So none of those regretted it. They just all did it. So,
yeah, those are just dudes that have shown the doodles.
So the most surprising one on this list for me, well, there's Natalie Portman and Kate Winslet, which I just thought was funny because it's like a nude scene that I feel sticks in everybody's head.
I don't even know what else she's in.
I didn't think of it until she just
said I couldn't think of her in another movie.
No, me either. I mean,
I guess I just don't care.
I mean, I can't even remember Kate Winslet's face.
Yeah, I just remember them titties in Titanic.
Oh, yeah, that's her tits. Okay, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, she says she's haunted by the scene because fans constantly approach her with copies of the sketch that Leonardo DiCaprio makes of her.
Damn.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's got to be
Wait, heavy. She's... Oh, God, yeah, that's it.
Taylor Lautner was naked in those movies?
He took his shirt off, and I will say...
Too buff.
He's only known as the hot body shirtless guy. So he's fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else is he in? Right?
I got nothing on that. I have no idea what else is he in.
Fuck, I know one of his movies, but it's so dumb.
Too buff. Oh, I'm not. No, I know.
There's no like Taylor Lautner. Like, honestly, Robert Pattinson got out of it pretty good. Other than
he's actually
like,
a good actor.
I know. Yeah. And besides that, like, what is the other chick done? The moody face?
Kristen Stewart?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be on this list because I know that he had to, like, jerk off in a movie and he said it was, like, one of the most humiliating experiences.
Yeah, they cut it out of the movie, though. That was,
Oh.
The one with Willem Dafoe. Fucking, The Lighthouse.
Big Cocks Unlimited.
No way.
Oh, really?
I'm talking about one before that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A Good Day
it was,
or something
he
like
was,
that?
I want to say Salvador Dali. He like plays like a historical figure.
Real
and
droopy
has,
dick.
And,
Melting.
Melting balls.
Yeah. Trying to jerk off and his watch keeps melting off his balls.
I'll double check that, though. But the director didn't like his performance. He's like, nah, you got to do it for real.
That's just he just wanted to see him jerk off.
Yeah, I think he also might have had a nude scene that got cut out of The Lighthouse.
That's got to be so annoying just to get yourself so fucking prepped and like ready mentally and also penis ready for like being shot on film, and then they're like, yeah, it's not final act. It's like that was like the toughest Thursday of my life. Like that was intense.
Oh yeah, to all the mental prep work for that, and then it's not even in there. You're like, what the hell?
I showed my dick. You're showing everyone.
Yeah,
I showed my doodle so many times.
I was about to say you've performed naked a lot, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I've done movies naked too.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's a long day. It's a lot because even so, like sets will do like, oh, this is a closed set. There's still so many more people than you think there's going to be.
But aren't you afraid of not only a dick being small, but getting that point when it's like scared small and it goes in? How do you combat that?
Luckily, it's usually really hot on set.
Mm. Oh, yeah, the lights.
Yeah, so that helps. And then usually, like, you're...
Have they ever been like, come on, make it bigger?
No. That's never been my role.
Yeah.
Do you wear a robe like around?
Yeah,
before
wear
the
a robe. The first time you do it, if they don't tell you to bring a robe, you're like, they're gonna have a robe, and they don't. You're like just walking around in a sheet like a fucking toga party.
Nice.
But then after that, you learn to bring a robe.
I feel even weird. Like even if I'm like in a place where people like all find me attractive, I still feel weird if I'm not wearing enough clothes.
No, I gotta.
If you go to like a sex party or something,
like a bear, like been to one of those? A sex party, I couldn't do it. No. I went to Bear Week with my boyfriend in P-Town.
Why?
And I was like I was like the piece of ass walking around. Yeah. And like it still felt so weird to me. Hmm. Maybe because I don't want any of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can imagine.
So I was like, stop looking at me.
Yeah. Everyone's window shopping. You're like, we're closed.
How much is that boy in the window?
Two guys asked to adopt me. It was fucking.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
What?
I was by the pool. And there was like this like couple who had been together for like fucking 40 years. And they were like, me and my partner want to adopt you. I was like,
is that like a role player?
I don't fucking know.
No, we have papers.
I was just like looking around for my boyfriend to come back around.
Yeah. So what, when you go to like a, cause you've been to bear things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. But when you went, was it just for like the experience or you're like, I'm going to be the prize piece and we're going to have sex.
It was definitely for like one for the experience. Also like, I don't know, it was just, you know, went to a beach town with my boyfriend and like,
yeah.
But it is crazy. So the hotel we were on sits on this thing called Dick Dock. So at night, like all the guys just go down there and just, they don't even like know who's there. They just fuck. So this entire dock in the hotel is just built on piles of cum.
Oh my
and that's
God.
Like all that's
the foundation of this hotel is called.
P-Town is literally it's every four times a week.
Where's P-Town?
It's on the Cape
specifically.
You get to go there during like Twink Week or something like that. That's the thing too. Is like 1 week is just like circuit gays and like twinks, and they don't eat anything. And then 2 weeks later, the bears come and they have to like truck in semis full of food to feed these fuckers.
They do. I was telling you about my buddy going to Bigger Vegas.
Yeah.
They have the BBW week the week before. So it's the fat girl week and then the fat guy week. And he said that at the pool, they set up a gelato stand. And this poor guy didn't know he was signing up for an 18-hour shift. Like, I think he thought, he was like, oh, I'll sell gelato for a few hours. And it's cut to like 6 in the morning. And there's still a line like around the hotel. Because it was the only thing open.
Tears a rotator cuff.
The best is...
He's like, bring in the righty. Yeah.
Sometimes you'll read reviews of the hotel from families that booked it not knowing...
Oh my God.
This is a gay holocaust.
Yeah. And it'll be like, you know, we signed up for this 6 months before. We had no idea there was such a thing as Bigger Vegas. And the hotel was filled with half naked, large men who were very affectionate with each other. And my children don't need to see that.
Oh my God.
Because, like, they fuck the whole time. I was telling you, like, when my buddy goes, he said there's just security guards with the big mag flashlights
mm-hmm.
whose whole job is to break up blowjobs in the pool. Like, it's nonstop.
Here's my question.
Go ahead.
All right. Now, look, this may be a bit controversial. We all know that it's not, you know... Being gay is, you're not mentally deficient. There's
I am, but I don't think it's related.
Yeah.
But is there not something a little off about the ability to just fuck anything whenever and just like.
Well, there's still guys.
Ghosts. Yeah. But is it, but like straight guys don't have that, right? Or is it because straight guys don't have the option?
Yeah, there's never a buffet for straight dudes.
But there are sex clubs.
But you got
the guys that go to sex clubs are weirdos.
Yeah, but
this is essentially like them kind of like planting the flag and being like, "We're doing it here. You don't like it, get out of the way."
Like because
pussy is oil and dick is water. Pussy is a seller's market. Dick is free. No matter where you go, somebody will fuck you.
Well, because I go back in my head and I'm like. I've done some real questionable things.
Sure.
Does that make me like deviant, like mentally deficient? Like, is there something wrong in my head, or am I just a guy that's like, man, I love fun stuff?
Sodomite,
you know?
Yeah.
There's also like the deems on like how like what you think like how much like sex offends, I guess, and like
right.
Yeah, because straight people like public sex too. Yeah.
It's a whole thing, yeah.
There's just a little different.
There aren't like sex cruises for men and women. Like there aren't.
Are there singles cruises? Oh, dude, of course there are.
Are there?
I just remember we were talking about pineapples being the sign for swingers.
Yeah.
I just saw a TikTok that was like, just signed up for this adults only cruise. Why does everyone have a pineapple on their door?
Oh, hilarious.
Because everybody's fucking everybody on that boat. Huh.
And so there are bearcations as there are like straight. Fuck fests.
I feel like it's harder to find like the swing because there's the pineapple, but if you don't know where to look, like if you're a single guy going into that, you can't be a swinger.
Yeah, you gotta have a bitch.
But you gotta have a chick.
It's also like I feel like for the bear ones, it's like so many of them, it's like, all right, they know what they're there for, and they're we're like for like straights and swingers. People might have their type, and it's like less pick. It's like, we just put everything that you want.
They're honest and efficient.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's just men distilled down to fucking just balls and cock. And that's all it is. That tingling in your loins, and it's available.
Stop
everywhere.
Making it sound like a whiskey commercial.
Men distilled down to just their cock and
the
balls.
Musk and the
come down to the
7 years at Glenn Livet.
28-year dry age barrel cock.
Aged in the cellar of a Queens house.
We keep it in a cellar, and every couple months, a little boy twink goes in and just sucks.
Aged next to the mummified corpse of a man that tried to kill a drag queen. London is burning, giving us a smoky flavor.
We have a 24 hours bros replay going.
I'm going to another one like in 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, in Mexico.
Are you excited?
No. Yeah. Yes, but not because of like, it's called one. It's called Beef Dip. Which I hate the name. I hate the fucking name.
It really sounds like a sandwich.
It's 100%. It is a sandwich. Yeah.
There'll probably be plenty of sandwiches, but it's also because like they're not appealing. Like that berry.
So
I was
why
like,
are you going?
Because my boyfriend already rented like a Airbnb with a bunch of his friends. So he has like a bunch of like other friends who are into
a bear Airbnb.
Who keep in mind all think you're ugly.
No. These not these friends. That's like his straight friends.
Back up. Say
a
it.
Bear B&B?
Fuck both of you because that was great. Okay, I got Zach's back on that. We had to try to age that joke for about 10 minutes. Let it settle. Let it come on out. We had to reinsert it
real smooth.
Take a nice sip of Zach.
You can take it from either end.
So your boyfriend is into bears.
Yeah.
And his friends are
you got your salsa in New York City.
But you get your butt fucking at Bear Week. Come on down.
Come and take a big bite out of my French dip. So your boyfriend likes bears. His friends like bears. Yeah. And you're the bear.
Yeah.
You're the bear master.
You're loaded for bear.
The thing is, you go there, it's like all the chasers like are into you too. But there's also, most bears are into bears. But then there's like a small group.
But you're
like,
not into bears.
Fuck no.
But you're just going to be nice.
I'm just going
to
have a nice
boyfriend.
Time in Mexico and drink a lot and have sex with my boyfriend.
That's fun.
But you don't want to go because you're going to be like the like pawed at like.
I guess it's a nice feeling, but it's new for me.
Right.
This is the most like into that world I've kind of gone.
Right.
I have the gallery from last year's event.
Let's take a look.
I want to see it.
Now, when you're there, how are you dressing?
Not like that.
Casually. I do business casual.
That's pretty casual.
Shorts.
That would I would feel so uncomfortable there. Just like men just like
see, P-Town was like more, I think, a little more casual than this one is. This
beef
one seems dead. Insane.
The pH on that pool is fucked.
Aren't they scared of disease?
You would think.
You fucking dip a black hat in there, it comes out bleach white.
They all have like the same 5 tattoos as well.
Is that Bert Kreischer?
Oh, he's beefy.
That's it too. Is like it's either like really fat.
Dude,
or
these
like...
guys rule. Fuck.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my god.
For every one like of really those, fat or really jacked.
Yeah, for every one of those, there's 13 of the other.
Oh
dudes.
My god, look at that guy. Maybe I'm in. That guy's a bear.
Yeah, they're muscle bears.
Muscle bear.
Oh,
come on, Ian, get with it.
Come on,
I don't like that. I thought he was like a grizzly bear, and the other muscle that guy's more like a Berenstain bear.
Big in the blue house
read,
bear.
Read me a story.
Oh, that guy's not a bear. Maybe he's a chaser.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That guy
is
just...
that a panda?
No. This is my friend Bamboo.
You have to coax him into fucking like real pandas.
Oh, it takes 6 months. God damn it.
Yeah. These fat gay men won't have sex. They're going extinct.
Ew, Jesus that
Christ.
Hair.
That's a werewolf.
Guy's wearing a sweater. Oh, look at that guy. He's chilling. I'm just a fat man in front of this drop cloth for a picture.
Dude, they need to have like a hot dog eating contest here because I bet they would clean
they
up.
They probably do.
Yeah, they do in the pool. Yeah,
and the winner everywhere. The winner with zero chews.
Yeah. Dude, we should send... Oh, look, the merch department. Beef dip. Now, where is beef dip? In Mexico.
Yeah, it's in Mexico. I can't remember the
port. Now, do you guys have like a villa?
It's like a friend of his friends, like, yeah, rented like an Airbnb, and I guess we have a room.
Wait, they rented what?
Airbnb.
I'm going to go down there, and I'm just gonna see, like, if any, I'm going to say that to as many people as I can,
yeah,
and see if they're just like, oh, I didn't think of that.
Like, dude, you're going to be the cock of the walk if you do that.
That was the other thing. My boyfriend got real jealous because everyone was staring at me.
But didn't he know that that would
yeah,
be
yeah, but
thing?
He still got jealous.
It's real. Like your
dude, me and H. Foley should just go do a live podcast from there.
Oh, my God.
How fun would that be?
It would just be so many fat men drooling and coming.
I was a big hit on when by one of the movies I got naked in came out. Somebody gifted it and put it on Tumblr on this thing called, what was it, Cum-Covered Chubs? And I had so many shares. I have never felt so complimented.
Yeah, it's
I was wild. Rocking like 20,000 shares. On fucking Tumblr. Yeah.
That's hard numbers for Tumblr.
Yeah,
like, it was my really last good. My last clip on TikTok is doing like so well, but it's just dudes who are into me.
Hell yeah, dude!
It's like 70,000 views, but just guys saying I'm handsome.
I thought you said Dick Doc again.
No, I did not go down there. We did walk by with a flashlight and scared everyone.
Yeah,
and did they scatter like a cockroach? When
nah, they were just
off?
Like, we know what this is. We don't care.
Putting the cock in cock.
But they even had a T-shirt that had like it had the.
Hey, what's going on down there? And 80 guys go, Dad.
You can't.
Is on reflux.
they even have a shirt for sale. It shows the hotel, and then it shows Dick Doc, and then it just has like eyes in darkness, just like celebrating that. This.
Yeah, it's like
it's fucking insane.
It's like Drug Hill at the Gathering of Juggalos. Yeah. It's like everyone knows what it is.
Yeah, like everyone hiding in the closet in Scooby Doo, just eyes opening.
That is kind of fun. Like. To go each year and, you know, make new friends, keep the old one is silver, the other is gold. And, you know, y'all just meet up once a year and you're like, I'm excited about meeting up again with Freddie and there's Ralph and the gang. And then y'all fuck each other and you're like, see you next year, guys. Like, that might be fun.
But are they friends? Are they really
that
friends?
That is definitely like a lot of that. Yeah, like it seems like there is a lot of, like they, a lot of 100% catching that. Up yeah, just, yeah, catching up, like catching and pitching up. Yeah. But like, you know, I don't know.
You seem
it's an experience, and
you seem like you really don't want to go.
No, I do, but I'm just not gonna do orgies.
Oh,
I bet that's
look, but don't touch. I'm trying to go relax.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Maybe threesome with another chaser.
Have you ever done that?
No,
you've never had a threesome.
No, I've had threesomes, but not like in this instance, like with my current partner.
Oh, what's like a chaser?
I guess I know the three. What's a chaser?
Yeah. Oh, someone that like...
Like a smaller guy who likes bigger guys.
Right. Oh. But what's the difference between a chaser and someone that has a preference?
I think it's the same fucking thing.
Is it?
I don't know. There's like small distinctions, but I think for the most part, it's just the same.
Mm.
I love it how there's so many like different words for like in the gay community. And then for straight guys, it's like you're an incel and shit like that.
Yeah, but there's still like chubby chasers and... The straight one.
Oh yeah.
Chubby
yeah.
chasers. What else is there?
Otters.
That's about to get
thin, hairy man.
Yeah.
No. We're talking about
in straight world.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Straight time. Let's go to doodle.
Straight man talk.
We all have to leave.
Yeah.
Podcast is over.
Doesn't exist. You need a Rolex for the stove's got a clock.
Yeah. We're back.
You bring the barbershop guys down here.
We're back. Yeah. I don't know. That sounds fun.
I am looking forward to it. It'll be fun. I'll see some interesting shit.
You got to come back on the pod and tell us some stories.
I will.
Go set aside your needs and wants and think about the show. Do things that'll bring good stories.
Like a giant man just.
Yeah.
The show. Yeah.
Do you think we could go do the show at something like that?
I would love that.
Just
do a live episode.
I bet you they would.
Dude, if we did a live episode, live from,
I can almost guarantee you
live from P-Town,
they would be for it.
Here's the thing, though. Okay, let's do both. P-Town, where you're like, you're worshipped, and then we'll do like Uggo Village, and then I'll be worshipped.
They actually have like a comedy show that was running like during all the P-Town stuff, too.
Yeah, that's not perfect. I don't want to do a comedy show.
No, I'm just saying. There's
oh, no,
stuff,
I would
like,
never
just trying
do, like,
to tell jokes
show,
that
like,
everyone is just brain fried on poppers trying
yeah,
to get.
Yeah, pride shows yeah, I would never do. Know? I did a nudist colony once. That was weird.
Oh, that's I've done some pride shows that have been like relatively fine there, but this show, I just happened to be there and it was there and I asked for a spot, but I was also on mushrooms.
Yeah.
So I just said fuck it.
Yeah, I did a nudist colony with two girl comics and it was weird.
I'm sure.
It yeah, was odd.
Everyone
was
just sitting in chairs
day.
Naked. Just...
Now if you're
but they all went and put on shirts because they got
but
cold
no
down.
Pants?
Yeah, they go, hey, so all the guests are cold, so they're gonna go put on clothes. We're like, yeah, that's fine. And they all just put on shirts like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
So they all just stayed bottomless through the show. It was really weird.
Were they wearing shoes?
No. Oh, yeah, yeah. They all had like sandals and shirts on.
That's fucking
but the weird thing I didn't know about nudist colony is everyone has a butt towel.
What?
Everyone carries a towel
yeah,
to put down
to.
When they sit.
Oh,
yeah,
fair.
That's
so
smart.
So they don't get
yeah.
asshole on anything.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
I don't want your asshole on my asshole.
Then you have an asshole towel.
If you're hot, I'd love to have your asshole on my asshole. Anyway, okay, so there's like P-Town and Beef Tip for you. What is a gay thing that I could go to where I'd be
well,
worshipped?
Well, P-Town's not just bears. P-Town, you could...
There's different weeks. Like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Fire Island, I don't know.
Yeah, Fire Island.
Or just go to the Eagle on the right night.
Yeah.
Know. You can meet a guy at a farmer's market. I could see that in your world. He's a nice man.
Yeah. Both, like, put your hand on the same apple butter.
Aww.
That depends on who. Also, it depends on who do you want to be worshipped by. Twinks or bears, and does it matter to any of them? You go to the right night.
Yeah. The masses.
Twinks,
bears. Marx Brothers enthusiasts.
Just a bunch of silent film lovers. Like
you just wear a singlet dress. Just like those old-timey strongmen. Just the leopard print singlet.
There, I will say, though, there is nothing worse than going into an environment where everyone knows that everyone's there to fuck and suck and be horny and still get rejected. Like, that sucks. That's happened to me.
Dude.
God, that sucks.
I've done comedy shows at EDM festivals, which I kind of feel like is a little bit of like straight guy, like kind of just like all the dudes being like, what's up? Like a lot of people get laid there and stuff like that. So, because it's like a
Do
lot.
Do the girls get laid there too?
Yeah, fuck ton. Yeah.
Really?
So like, if anything,
whoa! So
sometime
is EDM kind of like a P-Town?
Yeah, a little bit because like I've been to like EDM
sometimes
fest.
Sometimes intentionally, the girls get laid.
Yeah,
Peter, nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah, all consensual, but no.
Most of those guys are.
Oh yeah, they're bad guys.
Yeah,
not my friends though.
Yeah,
they're just after my dad's car money. No, but like. A lot of the time, like, I remember doing a show in, like fucking the woods in Flagstaff, and just, like, there was a dude who was, like, standing next to the stage, which wasn't a stage, but, like, standing next to the amphitheater that we were talking at, just, like, trying to get on stage and shit like that, and a security guard, just instead of escorting him out, just walked up and hugged him and asked if he was okay, and, like, that's what he needed, because he dipped afterwards, yeah. And it was, I was just like, shit, this is about to get real, he's about to fuck this guy up, and I'm like, nah, they're connecting.
Oh, wow.
It's beautiful.
It's a real nice moment.
Yeah. There's a guy being like, I need help, and being like, I got you, pal.
Damn. Yeah, I didn't think of that. That EDM stuff is probably like a big fuck fest, too. Like, I guess, is Coachella like a...
Oh, yeah.
But people aren't going there explicitly knowing that they're going to fuck
Coachella had
people want to get fucked.
I agree.
Right?
Coachella had a herpes outbreak really bad in, like, 2019. Yeah, like, notably. Like, Coachella had, like, a whole thing where, like, everyone got herpes. Like
audibly,
yeah, it spread through the air.
The music stinks.
Yeah,
I want that to happen at a comedy festival so bad.
Everyone's herpes.
Moon Tower. No, because at Skankfest it wouldn't be funny. It would be funnier at a regular comedy festival
where people aren't
partying their balls off.
Yeah.
You hear what happened at JFL?
Hey, real quick, guys, I just want to talk to some friends of the show who are responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high. I like to get high with you. That's why it's time to go to YoDelta.com where we can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. Holy macaroni. I love them. So if you are over the age of 21 and you do live in one of the majority of states where it's legal, go to YoDelta.com today. And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. And I will tell you from personal experience, these products work and should be taken responsibly. So head on over to the website, which is YoDelta.com, and you're going to want to use our promo code GAS for 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's 25% off your order with the promo code GAS at YoDelta.com, home of the Delta 8 that'll keep you super high. Let's get back into the show.
I went to from hotshot banker to genderless reptile.
Like in a day.
What news story?
Oh. I'm so excited for this. Okay, it's a video, so
there's a lot more body modification stuff happening.
Ooh, no.
I am a genderless dragon. I was born a male.
Didn't see that coming.
When I look in the mirror, I see a creature.
I agree with that.
Today, I'm going out to the community. I never know what's going to happen when I go out.
It's a constant worry. People attacking her.
Because she's genderless. A monster.
That, yeah.
The body modifications that I've had so far,
I don't know.
I have horns on my head to make me.
They said that
okay,
they...
Okay, I get not wanting to be attacked in public. You're allowed to do what you want. We have been trained...
to attack monsters.
Since before... Whatever we... You know how like they say dogs wake up and they remember what their parents are scared of?
Yeah.
We're supposed to swing a broadsword at them. Yeah.
But they were like, they're like, I go outside, I don't know what's going to happen. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Bitch. People are going to go, ah,
I identify as a Gorgamel from the Stranger Things in the Upside Down. I just want to live a life where people don't want to hurt me.
Excuse me, do you know how hard it is being an Argonian in these streets? Me and my reptile people? Dude, honestly, if you just walk out of a bar and you see that, not even just that, smoking a cigarette, first off, God's not real. That's for sure. And second off, you're going to either swing on it or like it's going to eat you.
Well, I don't think anyone should be swinging or violent, but if they are not living in reality, if they think they can walk out of their house and not get looks, gawks, stares, and oh my's.
Yeah. You did that for that specific reason.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck how you feel. Fuck what you think. If you go out like that and you're like, I'm tired of people, man, well, then don't dress like a fucking dinosaur.
If you're an activist for being kind to people and go, listen, I know I'm going to get this, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But for you to be surprised.
Yeah. Is that their
Why
point
are
of view?
People staring?
Are they surprised?
Let's find out.
Alex.
You can't even do it.
Look more reptilian. And whenever I need to, it will make me look more menacing. So I have had the white part, the sclera of my eyes, tattooed green. The removal of my ears, OMG. I got my Lord Voldemort nose, and I love it so much. I am in the process of removing all of my teeth completely. Right now, I only have 6 teeth left in my mouth. I'm going to have them replaced with implants. My tongue.
Where do you get this money? Split.
I do have plans to get my tongue stained.
You think the tattooing would even be like,
when
look,
I look,
look
the
better?
Mirror, I see a creature. I don't see a human.
Agreed.
Which is something that is very important to me. I call myself a reptoid, half human, half reptilian.
Or a reptard.
My birth name was Richard Hernandez Jr. And I was born a male. Career-wise, I went into the bank as a clerk, and then 15 years later, I left the bank as a vice president. So it was a really fun job, great experiences, but I left the bank when I became HIV positive.
Dude, retirement hit so hard.
Out of way.
And why did a little?
I actually was diagnosed as having AIDS when I became HIV positive, and I started treatment right away. And then I actually was diagnosed as having AIDS. At that time, I was not going to die from this world looking like a human.
Pause.
So I'm becoming a gen...
Wow, so I guess this reptile is really full of poison.
It's a venomous snake.
Yeah, it is.
It's a venomous snake.
Where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
Tristan Rodriguez bowling said it.
I thought they worked in banking. They read The Hobbit and they're like, Smog, yes, got it.
Yeah, this guy is like, no, I had a total normal life. And yeah. Then I got all paused up and I was like, you know what? I am a reptile.
You're going to want to be real careful with this one and not put your saliva or blood. And don't let it come in you, and don't be sharing needles.
Today we're here at the TD Bank. I tracked this one,
dude. That's so funny that literally that reptile can be like, it's like, oh god,
dude. If you're
got venom.
If you're walking through a subway tunnel and you just saw that, you're like,
And then you'd be like, oh, it's harmless. Then you find out it has AIDS. Yeah. You're like, oh, get away from
Fun
me.
Fun fact, this creature eats flies, maggots, and $80,000 worth of pills a year.
They didn't look like that before they had AIDS. AIDS did that.
Now I know how the Dilophosaurus killed Newman in Jurassic Park.
Just spat AIDS.
That's how it got AIDS. Look at the stick, stupid.
Just sitting there, just like,
You didn't take your prep.
Dude, that's so wild. To drop an AIDS bomb of that magnitude.
Keep playing. This guy's the best.
Like a human. So I'm becoming a genderless dragon. I've already had a castration. The next step for me is to get a penectomy, a full penectomy.
Just die of AIDS.
Wait, pause.
What?
Full castration?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a pendectomy.
What's a pendectomy?
They want the pendectomy.
The penis is taken off.
I didn't know what that was.
Look up pendectomy.
No, I believe you.
I won't let AIDS kill me. I'll just let everything else.
Yeah, I'm going to make...
What the fuck? Just die of AIDS.
So a penectomy is surgery to remove part or all of the penis.
Yeah, but if they're a lizard, won't it grow back?
It's like a tail.
I've had this surgery 9 times.
It's like if somebody grabs them by the dick and it scares them, don't they just shake it loose and run away across water?
When it shakes loose, then they spit the AIDS and then run away.
Everyone doesn't know they store their fat in their dick. So it just drops off and they're completely
different.
Would it
be great if it shows this thing sleeping and it's just under a lamp?
Yeah, you just wake up and you shed off all your dumb tattoos. You're like, fuck.
Hold on, I gotta shit a fly.
Yeah.
Keep playing. This is incredible.
I wanna know what this person eats.
Mealworms?
Dwarves that wander.
Give me huggy popo from my princess.
When I first ever met her, I was only 6 years old. And when she saw Tiamat, her eyes just got so big and she just went up to her. And she looked at her, and she's like, can I touch you? And Tiamat said, yes. And she did, you know, she touched one of her horns.
She swallowed me in one bite.
Accepting of it, so.
First, we're going to go through the clothes.
And unless this bitch sleeps on a pile of gold.
I am so looking forward to.
Ooh, this is a cute little dress.
I am all about doing the whole Tina Turner thing. 60 years old and wearing a
get Ike.
Dress. Oh, yeah. That's all about me.
Ike the dragon.
You know what?
4 sets of wings. I am the rainbow dragon.
Or dragon
so wings. That's why I got these wings.
You know what? Pause. Let this freak be a freak.
Of course.
I don't care.
It doesn't look like anybody's stopping
him. I thought
them.
They were going to make it like... I thought it was going to be that angle of like, I'm tired of people looking at me. Can I exit? And it's not. This is just a documentary on a freak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
be
nothing.
A freak. Have yeah. fun. Freak it up. But don't tell me to accept it. Keep going. This is the most interesting freak I've ever seen.
This is the first time I've done it. When I was like 6 or 7, I'd help her put on her lipstick and stuff like that.
Aww.
I'm really excited that she's doing my makeup today. You know, she's my dragon goddaughter. So, having this moment together is really special.
Normally when we're out in public and stuff like that, we'll get like people staring or we'll get people who like call us over. The negative response is people normally just yell at their window as they're driving by us.
Remember the ones that ask you, are you with her? Are y'all together?
Are y'all together? Do you need help? This guy stopped us and he was like, sweetheart, are you with her? And I was like, yeah.
Are you okay?
Do you need to repent for your sins?
Do y'all ever worry about negativity?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's a constant worry. I'm afraid of people attacking her, but I know she can also handle herself.
I never know what's going to happen when I go out. And I have gotten comments and people coming at me from all directions. So I'm looking forward to getting out there and hopefully let the people here locally know that there's a dragon in town, y'all. And not only a dragon, it's a rainbow dragon.
Woo!
An HIV positive.
Oh, I like them.
Ooh. Perfect.
I just like that dragon's like
this. Going to the post office.
I got something in the mail.
Hello.
I'm picking up my hot and ready.
She's
one sec.
She's her dream. She's not letting normal society hold her back from achieving what with herself and in her life.
The next modifications that I'm going to be getting are 7 new horns to my dragon's crest. I will definitely have clinched the title of being the most modified person in the world.
So now I guess we know where the money comes from.
The bank.
From the bank.
Continuing to break my own record.
Well, good. Be a freak.
What if I just think dragons are like, for so long, been like this really cool imagery and this all this stuff. And then you're like, you see that, and you're like, dragons aren't cool anymore. Yeah.
That's one dragon I wouldn't want to ride, right, fellas?
We let one marry the donkey from Shrek, and now fucking they're doing whatever they want. It's a slippery slope.
What if we found out that's how you cure AIDS? Just getting body modifications and looking like a dragon. It's the secret sauce. You have to get 9 horns.
I always thought those people just like the only way they make their money.
Chelsea, got the answer.
It's just by like existing. Like there's like the dude who I always remember the guy who like made himself into a lion.
Yeah,
same thing. All they do is they just go like tattoo conventions and walk around and people give them money. That's
yeah. I met the Enigma, the puzzle piece guy. Yeah. You meet Richie the barber, the clown.
Yep.
There is something
who's
also to
very
be said.
He is an artist.
There is something to be said about when you are sick or something is wrong with you. You're positive. Your mental attitude dictates a lot of your recovery, your positive attitude. Mm-hmm. And if you are looking at life in a way of where, you know, you can let your illness and everything, you can succumb to that mentally as well as physically. But it seems like, what if the key to living with HIV or whatever is like doing what you want, like living, like look at Michael Lair, you know, like he had ALS, his body was completely deteriorating and he was doing what he loved and was pushing it and working really hard. And I think, you know, like maybe that is why this person hasn't died of AIDS yet, or maybe it's just, you know, science, technology,
like medicine.
I don't know.
Maybe but the AIDS can't live in their cold blood. They sleep on a healing rock.
Yeah, it's only in mammals.
I'm so gay. I'm trying to make it like live your best life. If you're sick, find the thing that you love and do it. You're like, no, this bitch a lizard freak.
I'm like, Michael, these stand up. This bitch is a dragon. Like, what the fuck?
We touched on this a little bit with our guests recently when we were talking about modded people. I doubt that dragon is that fun to hang out with.
Yeah, they probably just talk about being a dragon.
I was thinking about that.
I bet they don't have a
like
lot
they
of
were
like
having fun.
I bet their DVD collection is mostly dragon movies.
It's just Reign of Fire,
just Aragorn.
Aragorn.
Yeah, like Gargoyles, the series, maybe. But we're not gonna get. I don't think we're gonna have a lot of fun conversations.
Just a second Hobbit movie.
Nobody's awesome. You're not like, and she makes a great paella. Like it's, that dragon sucks to be around. I bet.
I can't.
Stop feeding me flies.
I bet you get over hanging out with that dragon. If it's hanging with that fat lady and her daughter, I'm saying that dragon sucks to be around.
That's not
they
a
like
point,
go crystal shopping and shit.
Yeah, it's like I need
you're hanging out.
Nothing but hello? Crystals.
Oh, it's a fucking
also,
dragon.
It seems like it's like not a like a sexual thing. Like, I don't know. It's one thing to get your penis turned into a vagina, but to just take your penis off is
well,
like...
Well, are they going
to
get a cloaca
and then
like a lizard?
Over.
I don't know, but
are
it's like...
Are this out of the same hole when they get scared?
How are you going to come, dude? I don't know what to say. It's weird.
Like dragons come. And
how
I'll let you
piss?
Answer.
Piss?
Out of... They probably sit down.
Yeah.
How do lizards piss?
I've had pet lizards, and honestly, I wouldn't want them to be in the same company. I feel like they'd be a bad influence on my bearded dragon.
What if you had like a lizard as a pet, and you like dated that dragon, and they'd be like, I just feel like you like love the lizard more than me.
Or they pull like a Woody Allen,
so they marry the lizard.
All right, that's a show.
No, I think if I had a friend that had a lizard, I would hire that dragon to just live in their cage for a day and be like, what are you feeding that thing?
It grew.
God damn.
Oh my God.
All right, guys, that was the show. Thank you so much again to our awesome guests.
Yes, check Peter these Angelo, guys out.
Tristan Bowling.
Rodriguez.
Bowling. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. We love to have you guys back. Please check them out online. Go support them live and support him on the road. Thank you, the ladies in the booth. On behalf of myself, everybody here at Gas Digital, and my best little buddy, Ainon Fidance, this is Zach Amico saying bye, guys. Yeah.